The Out of Time podcast is brought to you by brothers whose relationship was forged together by watches.
Each episode will be a conversation with people we find fascinating from all walks of life. Welcome to the episode.
I was very happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not mad at it.
No,
I'm
very happy. Cheers, fellas.
Well, cheers. Cheers.
Yeah, so it was when we hit you up, it was for audio advice. Yeah, we were trying to consider devices, trying to consider, you know, microphones and that sort of stuff.
That's right. Everybody
knows. It wasn't to be a guest, although we thought that eventually you would be. But we try to keep
it
really
organic.
Yeah, for sure. We try to keep it to just in person, which I think distinguishes us from some others, but it also limits us in some
that's
way.
Flex too, by the way.
it also handicaps us to some degree because we can't physically in person meet with everyone who would like to, or you know, or wish to, or have ideas that one day sitting down and this we knew it would actually come to fruition.
I love it though. Like I gotta say, what you guys do. This is the ass kissing part of the whole thing because I dig it. Is like whenever I listen to you guys' podcast, it feels like I'm at a get together.
Right.
And that's
after you get over the crappy audio, right?
No, but I love that though. I absolutely love it though. Well, like your first couple ones, I was like, oh, the technical side of me. No, the technical side of me was like, okay, I want to get them set up with everybody gets an individual mic. I can probably, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I was like, no, that's actually what it's like.
Just right.
Hanging out at a cafe or hanging out wherever. Yep. And, you know. And no, I dig it.
Yeah, today we're at a work in progress and outside and a little less noise. We might hear some vehicle noise, but not like the last couple that we've done where there's a lot of
ambient. No, I mean, certainly not next to the swimming pool pump, that's for sure.
Yeah.
This one's more tame.
That goes down in the books.
Yeah, oh, for sure. What's your height?
6'5".
Oh, okay. So it's right around there, huh, Josh?
Comparable, yeah.
What do you think? Is it within his airspace?
He looks taller to me. I mean, on Instagram, he looks taller.
They're sharing the same atmosphere, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Without the bun, Steven probably best him out.
He's the edge, the bun edge.
Y'all starting crap so early in the morning. I can't take it.
So, you know, when you're younger.
Yeah.
And you're measuring yourself against your siblings or cousins or whatever it is. And it's like, wait, what type of shoes do you have
on?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great equalizer. Yeah. That's a great equalizer.
Then, no, we got to go. We got to go both barefoot.
Brother, what's your IG name?
What am I?
SCJ.
SCJ time.
Yeah. No, that's the second name now, right? Because you had a different name.
I did have I can't even remember what the first name was.
Who your daddy, right?
Oh, yeah. Who your daddy.
Before he pivoted to watches, he was who your daddy.
Yeah.
Got it.
No, but I got into, I don't post that much now, but when I first got into Instagram, I was like, I think mine was like my name.
Oh, that's right. What's your name?
Yeah, it was Stephen Charles Jones.
Something like that, including middle name, right? Yeah. Including middle name.
Yeah,
the whole bit.
And then I was
Social Security.
I was like, oh, exactly. I figured, you know.
No, just the last four. Come on. Don't be crude. Some level of secrecy.
Right. Yeah. And you thought you were alone too, I guess.
100%.
Right, nice.
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I don't even know what kicked it off, but there was something that... Yeah, there was something all of a sudden that got me onto Instagram, and then... Wow. I think somebody mentioned like, oh, you know, if you're into hobbies, you could hashtag your thing. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, all these people are posting? Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of weirdos out here like me. Nice.
Oh my God.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So then that kind of snowballed it too, right?
It did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it did. And then of course the want becomes greater because then you start to see.
I know.
More. Mm. Oh, he's got this one. Oh, he's got that one. I was like, oh, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to go to the boutique. Yeah. I got to get on. And actually, around that same time is when I got into the forums.
Okay.
Oh, it's the same time too.
Around the same, because I didn't know there were forums. Nice. I didn't know any of that stuff. And I kept going on. I didn't thought about this in a million years. I was going on Watch You Seek.
Yep.
Is that what it is? Yeah, Watch You Seek.
That's right. Yeah.
And people were posting all these vintage watches and stuff. And finally, I posted, like, where do you guys find this?
Mm-hmm.
Because people, it seemed like they were just cranking them out. Like, oh, I got this, I got that. And then somebody talked about, it's not a chrono, it's like a, individuals just sell their watches. What is it called?
Chrono 24.
Chrono.
No, not Chrono 24. It's it's funny. I can't even think of the site right now. But it's like it's all private sellers.
Okay.
Look at you. Made a new friend.
Make your friends.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Game recognized. You're fine. Game recognized game.
You gotta get thick of that.
Oh, yeah.
I will not confirm or deny any freakness that got on, but I will say that
I update your Tinder.
I'm like this.
Oh yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Your grinder's gonna have.
It's a girl. It's a girl.
Big fella with little fella.
It's a boy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you, but there's a lot of hair. You like a '70s dog. You got a lot of hair.
This is LA, baby.
This is OC. Don't offend the people.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
He just likes. He just pretends like he's someone else.
This is great. He's part.
I'm not mad at it.
What's the name of the dog? What's the name of the dog?
Yarchi.
It's part of the pod now. Look at that.
What's up? Hey, Yarchi. How you doing? Yeah. You know, you're not getting my croissant. I'll tell you that right now.
He's like, I found my tribe, and I like your watches.
Yes. My tribe.
No, Steven does have that. You do emanate that sense. It's like this sensual
animal magnetisma.
I think that's what it is. And there's a hint of lilac.
Just a little bit. A little Tahitian oil. No, I'm kidding.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it was my wife was asking me, though, because she knows about you guys and whatever.
She does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Secrets, huh?
And,
Did you show her a picture? Shirt, no shirt. When you showed her a picture. Did me and Josh have the shirt on?
Well, I showed her a picture of you on the bike.
Okay.
And I said, I'm just kidding. Anyway, but she says,
Did she comment on the spokes?
Yeah.
The gear set.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah. No,
trash.
No, but my brother-in-law, when you posted that, those old Durays, my brother-in-law was like, okay, I give him some respect.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
big to cycling, too.
Yeah.
But no, she was like, I said, I'm going to meet these guys, blah, blah, blah. And,
these guys.
She says, well, explain to me how you guys met. She's like, I know it's Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a story I got to share that I don't know that you know.
You saw my Tinder profile?
Well, I was going to make a joke. Anyway, but you know how you do a, once a year, you do
the Speedy, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we were on... So you got me good. You got me better than you realized.
Oh, I remember that.
But I don't know if you know the backstory.
Oh, tell us the story.
So we were actually on vacation, and we were, let's just say money was allocated for various things.
Okay. Right.
And, really settling into the East Coast, et cetera. And...
You just blew it on.
My wife was like, okay, we're going to put, a moratorium on... some of our, hobby
frivolous,
shopping.
Yeah,
frivolous thing. She was going to do this for what she enjoys.
Right.
I was going to do it for watches and bikes and things like that. So we're sitting at this cafe or at this restaurant, and she goes to the bathroom. I look on the thing, and I see your post.
Panic setting.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize it. And I didn't realize what the date was.
Right. Yeah.
And so I started to, think, well, how can I get this? Because I've always wanted to speak. We were actually pregnant with our... son, and I wanted to commemorate
this is
that.
So good.
Okay. I knew I wanted to speak master.
Right.
I knew it.
Yeah.
This is how you got me
this
good.
This is special.
This is going to be
cool. Oh, it gets it.
I'm going to get it from the safe now.
And so, don't sell that thing because I'll. But so.
Wait
I'm
for
like,
April.
Was that? Yeah.
Yeah, just wait. It'll come back around.
So I tell her, I'm like, listen, this guy, he's selling it for this amazing price. Right. I know we said this, but I go, I'm going to go ahead and just pull the trigger on this. And I just put my foot down.
Oh, so you didn't even try to sell it to her. You said, no, this is what's happening.
I just put my foot down. Right. I was like, this is what we're doing. Yeah. I know
I'm
that's what
I'm a grown-ass man. You cinch your belt.
I'm like,
a few notches up.
And I was like, this is what's up.
Yeah.
And so we got into a huge argument.
Oh, nice.
And then she finally goes, just show me the post. And
was it in English or in French?
No, it was in English. Yeah, she goes, show me the post.
Yeah.
So she's looking at it and she goes, this doesn't seem right. And I'm like, no, it's legit. No,
yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
it.
I know this guy. Yeah,
and
yeah.
then
we
and
have
so
a connection.
I DM you.
Oh, that's right.
And you made a comment like, check the date.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, hello, stupid. And I was like, what? No, this is legit.
Yeah.
I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then it just sunk in, and I was like, you motherfucker. So point of the whole story is, right, we got in a huge argument over
he's,
this
he's
thing.
He's usually the catalyst for that type of stuff. That's the lane he likes to play in.
Oh, that's what the pod's about.
So, like, to get in that fight right. and still not end up with the watch, and then for Demi Lynch to get got, I was like, oh, my God, I got to tell him.
So no, that definitely wasn't around. Worth it for you, but it was absolutely worth it for him.
Exactly.
You have no idea what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to light some candles.
He's going to be like this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, with the speedy, I'm gonna drag it along the silk.
Even if it's a trickle, right? They're still coming. Right. Do you consistently get a DM every year?
That's what I want to
like,
know.
Because like us, we know. Like,
okay. Well, now I know.
It's a bookmark in your life, right? It's a bookmark in your life. Right?
And I look at, yes. Yeah, so do you? That's a good question.
Yeah, I do. Like 3 or 4.
But see, that's how I knew that I could rock with you.
Right.
Because, like, I don't remember what your DM was afterwards. Yeah. I was like, oh, you got me or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah. Yeah. This dude's funny.
We can be friends.
Yeah, we can be friends. We can be friends.
Do you know how I reached out to you? Because I saw you post something about Long Beach. I'm like, what?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
A long time ago, dude.
Yeah.
You were hanging
out
with your
yeah.
folks or something?
We were down here for, it seems like whenever we're in SoCal, it's for a wedding.
Right.
Okay. One of my uncles got married.
Got it.
And I don't know why in Long Beach, because he lives in Riverside. But yeah, that's what it was. We were at a Mexican restaurant, and I posted a picture of the menu or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. I'm like, this dude's local? Like, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Now, you don't have any ties in that area, right?
In Long Beach?
Yeah.
No. So I...
All right, I gotta go later. Josh, get my purse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my purse.
That's my purse. But we almost went to school in Long Beach. My wife and I went to grad school together, and we...
Cal State Long Beach, great school.
It is a great school.
Undervalued.
Yeah.
Great school.
Yeah. But no, I was telling Josh, like, my family on my side is all Riverside.
But you're always been Cali, yeah? You're a Cali
kid?
Yeah,
born and raised. Born and raised in California.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding.
How long were you on the East Coast?
Almost 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
That's a long
almost,
time.
Yeah.
So you were Riverside and then went?
Well, no, we're Sacramento. Yeah. I was born and raised in Sacramento.
Oh, got it. Okay.
My mom's side of the family... I don't want to go through the whole thing, but they moved from Texas when they were young to Riverside.
Right. We need the whole family tree.
The whole family tree.
the origin story.
Well, so my family actually started, they were in Ghana, and then somebody said, hey, I'm going to give you a... No, I'm kidding. But yeah, no. So
we got a lot of cyclists passing through behind us. It hurts me to see mediocre equipment.
so judgmental. Look, they're still coming.
What, you saying you don't like that Scatante bike that
I'm
talking about?
Yeah. I just don't know how I feel about them Shimano 105s, dude.
Hey, the 105s, the new 105s?
I know.
I'm like,
they're actually pretty good. Actually pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, now if we're talking about Tiagra, then, you know.
Okay, wow. My man knows what's up.
Oh, dude, I used to be a bike mechanic, man.
What kind of bike do you have?
What's that?
What kind of bike do you have?
Which one?
Oh, excuse me, more.
Yeah, this one.
You got two, right?
I got four or five.
Four.
Did you know he's a bike mechanic? Do you know Trickwell?
I was a bike mechanic. I was a bike mechanic when I was in grad school.
Okay, but still.
But that was in Texas. So, I mean, that's... But my wife's side of the family, they're all huge into cycling. They got me into cycling.
Okay.
I mean, bro, Barry Roubois, come on.
It's the best sport
ever. Hell yeah. And if you want to do pharmaceutical experiment... That would be the
there sport. We go. There we go.
A little juicy.
Oh, the juicy.
Do you ride?
Yeah. Josh?
Yeah,
Josh. No, he rides his...
Yeah, it's my...
It's Tinder.
That's more surfing.
Oh, right. Dude, tell Steven about your bike story before we get into this. Your bike story is amazing.
My family back in the, you know, 90s was really big into cycling, doing Velodrome in Encino. Was one of the main hubs. And then also road
bikes. See, this ain't no accident. Those ties are genetics, bro.
Mm. We would make an annual trip up to Mammoth for a big cycling event. But it was kind of a family sport. So as a youth, you know, I dabbled in it. Used to ride with my brother and sister who were huge into it.
Yes.
And yeah, he's talking about me finessing.
How you acquired the bike? How you acquired the bike? Let's talk about how you acquired. Finessing never mind the Velodrome.
An old road bike from my dad.
And how I found out about this was, it was his birthday and his pops was there, and he told me the whole backstory, and it was hilarious as hell. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, he still, basically to shoot to the end, my dad still thinks he is the owner of the bike. But it's at my house.
But it's, he's like, we'll just call it both ours.
So I'm the custodian of it.
Oh, it's like
long-term stewardship. But in his head, it still is.
When you were finessing it like a garden gnome out of his house, was the hub making noise, the freewheel hub, or you kind of carried it?
Exactly.
Carried it by the frame.
I carried it by the frame and tiptoed lightly.
Right. Nice, nice, nice.
It was
nice,
very, nice. Very smooth.
Now, did you go back and ask Pops for the pedals? Because he wasn't there.
I figured I could find pedals somewhere.
Okay, got it. Got it
worked
got
out.
It worked out. Pedals are cheap. I can get that.
Yeah, I can get that.
But it was dad's bike.
Even period corrected.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, it was so funny when dad was telling me, like, that's my bike.
In his head.
What was that, like, 20 years later, 15 years later? It's so funny.
Northern California has got, have you ridden up there? Well, you know Davis and you know NorCal. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's my hunting ground.
That's your hunting ground. Mm. Yeah, he's
harpoons out.
Sorry.
He's fine.
I love it.
Oh, it's great.
It's flattering. It's great. That's,
you get to stroke something.
This is more action than I've seen. No kidding. No.
Hey, so anyway, back to watch.
Yeah, back to watch.
All right. So,
this is dope. I love this watch.
The pole, Joshua's Polar?
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I can't tell you how many times, I mean, there's so many watches, but so many times I almost bought this one.
The Polar.
The Polar. But this reference of the Polar, not the...
not the six-digit, yeah.
Not the six-digit, yeah. It's so...
Yeah, five is where it's at.
So let's go through the watches. Which one do you want to talk about first?
So what'd you bring, four?
Five.
Here we go.
Yeah. Well, I had to bring a couple. First off, this one. Actually, before we do that, I got to look at this one, Summer, because this
looking
one
at
is...
The
Hamilton with
Hamilton?
These lugs is beautiful. See, I wish I'm getting into that vintage watch itch more and more. I just wish I could pull off, it from my eye, something this small. Because vintage watches are...
Have you ever seen the photo with...
Ollie?
Yeah, Ollie rocking the little tank.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, there you go. That's your point of reference.
I know it is. But you know how it also... It's like a visual, like, for your own eye.
Yeah.
Because you have to have your own... Your brain, you aesthetics. It has to all come together.
Because I had a... when I first started to, like... I don't want to say deep dive, but really do the online shopping. Mm-hmm. There was a Seamaster Cosmic. Oh, I gave it to a friend of mine. I can't think what it is. Anyway, whatever. And it was a 36.
Okay.
I think. And I wore that thing to death, but it just never looked. Felt. Yeah, it never. Yeah, yeah, it didn't right. felt right. Yeah. I mean, it was gorgeous watch. Gorgeous. Yeah.
And that's the thing, is you can admire things, and but actually getting that wrist presence. I mean, I've loved things that I've never connected with.
Yeah.
I had for a long time, and eventually would let go.
Yeah.
Some because of they never felt quite right, even though all the dimensions were there.
Mm-hmm.
And others to, you know, acquire different pieces that, you know, just had to be sacrificed. But that's definitely a real thing.
Now, do you guys, okay, I got to ask you this. Do you guys, if you're looking at a watch, do you think about the specs?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it more about just wrist presence? Like, forget the specs. Just how does it feel?
Mine's aesthetic first. I don't go like, oh, that's not coaxial. I'm out. You know?
Yeah.
It's more aesthetic first.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mine's always aesthetic first, but...
And the feel,
definitely
too.
The dimensions come into play.
Yeah.
Which is hard to figure out when you're just looking at the specs.
Well, dimension
online.
Is aesthetics, yeah. isn't it?
No. Well, not to me, at least. I mean, it could be for you.
Okay.
But I think that when I'm talking aesthetic, I'm saying, like... You know, the colors, like the balance of everything, the design overall. And then if I'm talking about the the feel and the size. I think it's different because I think I can love something that's huge.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, I look at it, I'm like, oh, that looks really cool.
Yeah.
But then I start looking at the specs, and I'm like, I don't know if I could pull that off. Which sometimes it's not not true because it's all about the feel.
That's how I came to this. The Panerai.
Yeah.
Because I never. I was spec chasing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, I mean, I think maybe, well, I can't speak for everybody, but I do. I spec chase a little bit. But also, right.
So you do chase data?
A little bit, right? Yeah. It depends. I mean, like this Monaco is.
That's what I know you, by the way. That's how I know. That's how I associate you.
If the there was yeah. one watch, uh-huh. I'm going to tell you right now, it's this one.
Okay.
Like, I would love to get a Dark Lord.
So you want another Monaco? So two Monacos?
Yes, but.
Let's hear it.
The only reason why is because.
This is dope.
Yeah,
I don't want
Rally strap, but it's still nonetheless.
No, I like the Rally strap. I think the
I just had to rattle him up. Hey, Josh, get in it.
Okay,
got it. Hey, Josh, you my co-host? Are you my co-host?
But I want a vintage Monaco.
Like, that's what I associate you with, is a Monaco. Yeah.
But, like, dimensions-wise, that's a 38.
Is it?
38, 39. It's not, yeah, it's under 40. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a 38. But because of the shape and it's thick. You know, I like it thick, man. It just fits. Oh.
It fits you well, though.
I love this watch. Yeah. I do.
It fits you well. And what was the second watch you purchased after?
On this table, the Panerai. Which I did not think I was going
to. And that was an AD purchase?
The Panerai? Yeah. Yeah.
East Coast, right?
East Coast.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think I was going to like a Panerai. I actually was hunting a... big pipe.
Okay.
But I love a second time zone.
Okay.
And so the guy was like, he's like, well, I couldn't really pull the trigger on the IWC. I just was like, there's something that's holding me back. I'm going to spend this much money. I should get all the complications that I have.
Right.
And so the guy goes, you should try Panerai. I'm like, I'm not putting that big old thing on my wrist. He goes, I'll never forget. He goes, the IWC is 46, the Panerai is 44. And I was like, oh, all right, let's walk over and see it. And as soon as I put it on, I was like,
That's when you know it's up.
Yeah.
So I've never done any long time wearing of a Panerai. But that's one of the things that has always kind of kept me out of the Panerai lane was
the size.
Yeah. And they did produce a few years back, maybe what, 4 years now, some smaller.
They did.
Like a wire lug one?
And I, well, a lot of them have the short lugs, which make them more wearable,
right? Yeah.
Because there's just not that overhang, which makes them feel larger on the wrist.
Yeah.
But just the sizing alone has kind of kept me away a little bit.
But yeah, no, the size, and I will say it's a beefy watch. But when, depending on the strap, we've got a couple of straps, like canvas straps.
You put this on canvas before?
But you're also...
I wear it with canvas a lot.
And it's a big guy.
So it feels slimmer to me with the strap.
Right.
Now, the rubber, it feels like a big old chunk of...
Yeah.
Chunk of.
Yeah. But when you say big, it's not like big, like Stay Puft big. It's more athletic, no?
That's big.
Yeah, it's sporty.
Yeah.
If that's what you're saying, yeah. It's definitely sporty.
No, I'm talking about Steven.
Oh. Also big and sporty.
Yeah,
what's sporty. Funny is, like, I look at this Unimatic.
And he's also flexing on us, just so you know. Another iPhone with no case.
It's a trend. It's a trend.
I got disposable income. That's what it is.
Listen, we got a 5-year-old. I ain't got no disposable income. But, like, this, whatever size this is.
You're talking about the Unimatic.
Don't even tell me. Okay. This is, like, this feels perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Aesthetically, too.
Yeah.
Aesthetically, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So the case is...
Josh, be useful and take a picture of Steven with the Unimatic and tag the homie, please, online. He's a good friend. He's a good friend of Giovanni, right?
Yeah.
That's great
friend of the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a legit relationship with Giovanni. Like, it's...
Really?
Yeah. Joshua's that kind of person, man. He's a...
This is...
He's a catalyst for good vibes, and I'm the catalyst of shitty things.
But seriously, take that.
No, that's kind, man. No, thanks.
Then ship it back to me whenever you're done with it.
Mm.
Have you worn any of the Destros, any of the left-hand drive watches?
I have. I don't like them.
No?
I don't want to speak too generally. So far, the ones that I've tried, I like being backwards. Shut up, Summer.
Yeah, that was easy.
Even the Panerai, right? They've got one, a Destro. And I've tried it. I'm like,
Not for you. Huh?
It's just, yeah. I mean, they're cool. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. But... I get it. Yeah, cool.
I think I'm not left-handed. I'm right-handed, of course. Just the availability of the left-hand watches. And you probably have just grown accustomed to.
I have, yeah.
You know, this is what's available.
Yeah.
And so it just probably feels more natural.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But, and then like using the stopwatch on the side. You know, yeah. It's just, you know.
Yeah. And so you got the Panerai, and then the next one.
I would say that on this table, the next one is. Probably was a tie between. Oh, no, no, it was this one. It's a Fantasos. This is a Kickstarter.
It's a dope watch.
You know what? It's fun. Yeah. And I loved what got me about it was the wandering hour hand.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like, the mechanics of it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember, because it came out in black, like stainless and a couple colors. Blah, blah. And so I DM'd you, Josh, and was like, you know, which one should I get? I'm thinking about this. And you made the most brilliant comment.
What's his comment?
It was... Is it for
fun?
Right
now? Are you hurting for funds?
Are you hurting?
Shut up then. Just get it. Why are you troubling me? At 200 per hour.
Exactly. Why are you doing it? No, but he was like, is it going to be a fun watch or a serious watch? And I was like, oh yeah, no, this is for fun. Mm. And so then I just pulled the trigger on that. And, you know, I love it.
I think it's a dope watch. And I'm sure you get compliments. People would ask, like, what is that?
All the time.
Yeah, it's that... It's like a neon green. It just kind of pops out at you.
And aesthetically, it's just a fun watch.
Yeah. I think it's fun.
It's like totally stealthy. And then you add that pop of
for
color.
Sure. For sure.
It's kind of like a swatch to me in that regard. Like, it's just fun, you know?
Yeah. You're saying, like, yeah, I'm into swatches, but with a little bit more money.
a little more walk-around money.
Yeah. A little more walk-around money. Exactly.
Between this and my naked iPhone. What's up, fella? Take care, guys.
See you later.
Bye, puppy. And listen, puppy, I'll see you later.
Did you get the number?
Oh, we got it. I'm good.
Bye, buddy.
You are so cute.
Last bet.
Sorry, we're in your...
No, not at all.
I'm a watch
person, so
I was like...
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah. That's how we do it. You got a card?
I have a sticker in here.
I think we have a sticker for you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Joshua, hurry. Yeah, otherwise, take off your shirt.
I'll hold the dog.
Bam. Yes.
Thank you.
Some stickers for you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll totally listen.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, they're fun. Listen.
So you got a few watches too, I reckon.
I'm a watch person.
Too. Nice.
Yeah.
What do you have right now?
But I'm more like I have a.
Just let it out. That's what the pod's for.
So I have an issue with handbags.
I have a couple
Gucci watches.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a Panerai. My brother does.
That's all right.
He's got a Breitling.
Nice.
I used to work for Oakley.
So okay. Oh, cool.
They sit down in
Irvine,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big one.
Yeah.
I like guys' watches.
Nice. Yeah, for sure.
I like that look.
I like your purse.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very cool. I have an issue. This is my issue.
We all do. Trust. You are in good company.
Yeah.
We prefer to call it a passion.
Yeah.
He's in a passion.
Well done. Well said.
Seriously. I'm like, she's like, you know, every limited edition, every year, how many numbers? Like, I'm like, I know the date codes.
Oh, you should write it. There you go.
It's like there. You guys are.
Hey, Steven, would you mind moving a little bit?
And I guess I'm
make some room. We're on Instagram, the Out of Time Podcast.
You are?
Yeah, the Out of Time Podcast, yeah.
It's funny, my Instagram is my dog, this guy, and he's got like 4,200.
You know what?
I'll see you later.
Can I just say, we'll tag you, yeah?
Yeah.
With Steven.
Yeah.
Steven's new California, SoCal friend.
And the dog, too.
And the dog, yeah.
Somewhere in the dog.
I'm assuming you're basketball.
Used to be basketball,
yeah,
right?
NCAA,
yeah.
I don't know, just the
all
hype,
city.
The hype.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That was a long time ago.
One day I'm going to be like, no, I actually got a scholarship for chess. Mm.
No. That's what it is. You're part of the math club.
Huh? The mathletes.
Mathletes.
Well, it's funny when you talk to anyone ex basketball, they're like, oh, I'm really short. I wish I was taller. And I'm always like, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, that's Steven.
That's my card.
Oh, awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Cindy, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Ciao.
I was on an airplane once. Going to me and was like, "Do you speak Jive?" No.
yeah, you Jive Turkey.
But no. But this lady comes up to. I was walking down the thing and going in coach. Yeah. And this lady goes, grabs me, and goes, "Please, tell me you're a professional basketball player." My wife was behind me. Goes, "If he was an NBA player, do you think we'd be flying coach on Southwest?"
That's a legit question.
That is a legit question.
But you can also be money conscious, though.
And, you know, I mean,
I could be, but no.
Plus, I love their peanuts here.
Exactly.
Their peanuts here hit just right.
Better than Delta? Better than...
Oh, yeah.
Honey roasted, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. Dude, I'm sure that's not the first comment someone talked to you about being an NBA player, right?
No.
It's constant, right?
No. It used to be. Now that I'm older.
Come on. He's trying to downplay it. You're a sexy man, bro. What can I say?
Well, I appreciate that, bro. Yeah. Sometimes I need that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm reassuring you. I'm reassuring you.
Daily affirmations.
Exactly. I'm like, I am somebody.
I am sexy. I am desired.
Yeah.
I could have played professional.
Oh, look at that. Last wait for Steven. Jesus Christ, Steven. All right, next watch.
What is the next watch?
After the Panerai.
I got these two together, kind of together.
Oh, really? At the same time?
Like around the same, like within a couple months of each other. I love complications of some sort, but I wanted to dive
into... Just like my relationship.
Exactly, right? But I wanted to dive into just like a dress watch, what I call a dress watch.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And...
Paige and Carlo.
Now, is this the Greek in you or the Italian in you on the Bulgari?
Oh, that's the Italian. Mm. That's the Italian. But I wanted the... like, Josh, you were talking about watches that, like, you have to try it on. You have to live with it a little bit in the aesthetic.
Uh-huh.
What I really want was the Santos.
Ooh. Okay, the Cartier.
I still love that. But every time I've tried it on, it's not for me. It's not for me.
Really?
Yeah. And I can't explain it. It should be.
Yeah.
But it's just not.
What you should do is get the Santos, and if you really don't like it, I'm there for the 60% off.
The 60%?
The 60?
Have you done different color straps on it?
I have. I've done, I've got a gray alligator strap for it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually have it on I posted it once or twice, a mesh. For my eye, surprisingly interesting.
Okay.
Mesh.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, and it's... the profile's very low.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that watch is it works for me. It works for me.
Do you grab this card a lot? Or?
I do. Nice. I do.
More than the Hoyer?
No, the Hoyer is...
That's your go-to, right?
I would say the three everyday for work go-tos are the Hoyer first, the Speedmaster next. Then those are in heavy rotation. This one comes out... This one comes out frequently as well, but not as frequently.
Yeah, you got fun with this. Uh-huh. A lot of straps.
All right, next one.
Yeah, the only other one that I brought is the... Which one? This was a profunctometer.
Okay. What is the story on this one?
I found... This is my first... Well, not my first, but this is me starting to focus more on vintage. This is from the early 70s. And... Excuse me. It's got a depth gauge in there, right? And I just love it. It's ugly. It's chunky. It's one of the vintage watches. It's robust. Yes.
Yeah,
you know,
the orange
it's one of
those, is striking.
It is. And it's also San Francisco Giants colors, which is my favorite baseball team. So I know I'm in LA, so I'm going to say that loud and proud.
I think you're safe.
You know what
you're
I'm going to
do? Yeah, I think so.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm also going to shout out and say this is the homie Sean Calhoun.
Oh, he's a cool cat. He's one of us.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
sure.
He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this one I ended up going down the rabbit hole of. I saw this in a Central Watch, which is a watch spot in Grand Central Station.
Okay.
Saw this model and just never, I tried it on several times, but just the sun, moon, and stars never aligned for me to pull the trigger on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And then they ended up selling it when I was ready to get it.
Oof.
And so last year, I just happened to go through and find it. I think it was an eBay purchase.
Oh, I was going to ask you, was that the same seller as the Pogue?
No. The Pogue is a Hudson.
No, they're both newer acquisitions. They're both pushed through. Both have.
I'll say this. I'll conclude with this one. But like, I got fascinated with case manufacturing and movements and that whole era of. You had somebody that was producing a case,
right?
Somebody else was producing a movement,
right.
And then another company was buying those things and putting it together. Right. And so this case is the same case, as far as I can tell from research. Hoyer used this case as well, except for they just drilled, on the other side for the caliber 11. Mm-hmm. Several companies ended up using that same case, which I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. And then what about the movement? Do you know?
This
you
is a this is a Valjoux movement.
Oh, there you go.
You mentioned earlier on, Josh, about balance. I've never asked another watch person that question.
I think that's probably just one of those things that's personal to everyone. But for me, there's different types of balances. There's like weight, the way it's distributed with the lugs and how it fits and sits on top of your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. Because I think that plays a big role in how comfortable something is on my wrist.
Mm.
And then there's also a balance of, the dowel, the bezel, the case, just aesthetically, the coloration, that type of stuff. Does everything work together, play well together?
Mm.
Even when it comes down to the straps or bracelet or what have you that you're using. I love a watch with a bracelet. Like, that's my jam.
Is it?
But I also love to play with different straps. And I've bought bracelets that I felt made the watch too heavy, even though I like the look of it.
Yeah, I get that.
Typically
I
won't wear it with the bracelet because now it feels too chunky.
Yeah.
It kind of throws off that balance for me.
Yeah.
I think that it's kind of open-ended and up to interpretation when it comes to what you feel is what balance means to you personally when it comes to your watches. So what was your take?
I'm going to be insulting.
That's all right.
I don't know if people know what balance really means when they're talking about how the dial configuration is.
Mm-hmm.
So I have nothing against this brand. In fact, I used to own one, but Christopher Ward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When I was, everybody was like in a big huff because they had the Christopher Ward logo. It changed from being, I think, like underneath 12 to the 3 side or something like that, whatever. The balance is off, And I was like, well, but doesn't that also depend on where the handset is, mm-hmm. different part of the day?
Because,
and doesn't it also...
How it's framing differently.
How it's framed differently. And
are you an art professor by any chance? Just
I am a design professor.
Yeah. That that brings legitimacy to this conversation.
But like this guy...
Right, Josh?
Started to get into a conversation, and I was like, nobody's going to listen. Or nobody's going to change their mind.
Who else are you going to argue with, though?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So I think dates often come into that conversation.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. 100%. Yeah. But like the date, in fact, that's it, right? The Christopher mm-hmm. Ward had they had the date at 3, at whatever model it was, and then the Christopher Ward was next to the 9. But I was like, well, to me that seems like it's imbalanced because your arm is running on this axis.
Right.
Everything is following this axis, and there was nothing under the 12 and the 6.
Right.
So it felt balanced to me. But it's, I don't know. That's just my own aesthetic.
You have a take on it?
I think his argument is flawed, but I respect it.
I tell people all the time, man, your opinion is your opinion.
Whether it's
right or wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. Whether it's right or wrong.
If it helps you sleep at night, that makes
you
me
own
happy.
It.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's your choice. That's what I tell my students that all the time, actually. Like, they'll produce their project.
So can you talk about your background real quick?
So I am two things. I have...
We're not talking about your time in Chippendale.
Never mind. That only one thing.
No, just one.
No, I'm a production designer, a theatrical production designer. So one of the other things that I teach this as well as a college professor, but one of the things I teach is this three-dimensional virtual reality, if you will.
Okay.
It's not really virtual. It's three-dimensional rendering and modeling. And so I will build an entire set virtually. I'm trying to think if I have an image on my phone. I don't think I do. If I do, it'll take forever to find it. But you can do walkthroughs of
naked,
it, et cetera.
Naked,
exactly. I'm like, dog, naked, hairy dog, hairy cat.
Picture of a bike.
Exactly. Picture of a bike. Exactly.
Very cool.
It's fun. It's cool.
How was that transition for you?
What's that? Oh, to digital?
Yeah.
So much easier.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, it's like I tell my students, back in the olden days, and I still like to do it, but I'm building, for Nutcracker, we'll say, right?
Okay.
I'm building a full-scale quarter-inch model of the Nutcracker.
Yeah, don't you typically do a scale? Like,
typically, right, you would. And then you'd have to, in the olden days, then I would have to take that model box. If you're the director, let's say you're the director, you're the costume designer.
Yeah. Okay.
If this project is happening in New York, I have to then ship that model to Summer.
Uh-huh.
You're going to pick it apart, then he's going to ship it to you, you're going to pick it apart and make that, then it comes back, and then I got to make some modifications to it, or we have that collaboration. You know, it takes forever.
Yeah.
But now, digitally, I can just send a three-dimensional render, do a walkthrough, and we can Zoom and have a conversation right there on the fly.
But you've been doing this for a long time, so do you consider yourself like one of the old heads, or part of
the newer
school?
No, I'm the transitional.
Transition.
Yeah, my professors were the old heads.
Okay.
You know, they're hand drafting.
So neo-vintage. He's neo-vintage.
Yeah.
So how do they feel, like the older heads, about all this technology and not being there to actually feel it and experience it in real life?
Yeah, there's pushback.
There's pushback.
In fact, one of my old, my original professor and mentor, love him to death, he's like 90. And
okay.
We have lunch probably once every couple of months. And I'll show him, hey, Jerry, this is what I'm doing. And he just grumbles.
Yeah.
Nothing takes the place of being able to feel the tactile quality. I'm like, yeah, I get that. But at the same time, my process is cut in half. And I'm not, you know.
So you're the hybrid. You actually have a lot of influence from the older generations that were doing hands-on. You experienced it yourself.
Oh, yeah. And I still teach
it. Early on in your career.
Yeah.
Still teach it, but you're also able to adapt to the newer technologies. So that's a
But the beautiful. newer designers, and in fact, I just worked with a young buck. This is me being an old head.
Right.
I'm like, brother, you skipped a lot of steps, dude.
Yeah.
Because he's so digital and so out of touch. I'm turning into that guy that's like, well, you know,
the curmudgeon.
You really should. Yeah, I'm turning into the curmudgeon, you know?
I was just talking to a good friend of ours about, you know, growing the podcast and getting the numbers where he was just asking about what our goals were.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, we really just do this to elevate our friends or people that we respect. But, like, the scalability has never really been something that Summer and I have try to put too much thought and effort into, because one thing, we would have to be, you know, a lot more consistent, right? We value our family and work. We have things that are just pressing, where we do this when it fits into our schedules, and then, you know, doing things live in a person who typically has a family or work, and so, you know, we make this happen when we can. And we do move around things to accommodate for getting together and having these conversations.
Thanks for getting up early, by the way. But you can blame him, by the way, for that.
Blame Summer.
Dreading it. Going to sleep last night, I was like, ugh. I don't know.
When I saw the picture Josh was taking last night, I was like, he's going to have a rough day.
The last podcast you had, I was just working around the house doing some stuff. And I was like, man, it feels like I'm there. But even the way you guys release it feels like the inconsistency of sometimes me getting of get together, right? So it makes it more special. It's not like every Friday I'm getting together with to do watches. It's, hey, do you have time? Oh, I gotta do something with the family. Oh, okay, maybe next week. And then when it happens, it's even better.
I'd never thought about that, and I had never heard anyone, you know, articulate that. But, yeah, that's that's kind of the vibe. There's no real cadence. We try to release on a Friday.
Yeah.
That's the consistent formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, like how frequently it's done is kind of up in the air.
But hey, let's link it up. We're out of time. We got to go to San Diego after this.
All right.
Cheers, fellas. Thanks for coming down.
Hey, thank you. Good to see you guys.
Yeah. Let's take a picture together.
@scjtime. Additional content can be found on Instagram at The Out of Time Podcast. You can also email us at theoutoftimepodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks to Ono for our beat.